Recording progress.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Copper Rim Infrastructure Finance District this Thursday, August 14th, 2025 at 9 a.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Cal and electronically via Zoom. Let's do a quick roll call. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
My name's Brandy Wasson, and I'm paralegal to Tom Jolly.
Seth Robertson, member of the board.
Matt Scott, member of the board.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Mary Barnes, Gilmore and Bell.
Adam Daly, Gilmore Bell.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
And David Hutchison with CLA.
Thanks, everyone. We're just going to follow our agenda today. We have no preliminary action items, so we're going to move to our consent items. The first one, the only consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on July 23rd. The board did receive in its packet those meetings, those minutes. I'm just going to open it up to see if there are any questions on the minutes.
Tom, I'll first announce my presence and apologize for being a few moments late, and then I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Well, welcome, Quinn, and thanks for the motion. Do we have a second? Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. The second by Seth Robertson. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our action items. First one is to consider approval of resolution 2025-06. And this is a resolution of the board for the district authorizing the issuance of the district special assessment bond series 25. Aaron Wade of Gilmore Bell, bond counsel on the transaction. I'm going to turn the time over to him to explain the resolution to the board.
Thank you. Yeah, so it, as you know, you previously approved your authorizing resolution that approved your assessment ordinance, your designation. Now this is the, and those have subsequently been recorded. Now this is the next step in the process, approved bonds officially and the documents related to them. So it also establishes the maximum parameters of the bonds and, you know, gives the officers of the board the ability to approve the final terms so long as they fall within those parameters. Like I mentioned, I forgot about the invite, and then I realized it right as I was getting my car. So I don't have the parameters in front of me. Adam, if you want to pull those up, you can run through them in just a minute here. And then we're also approving the forms of the various documents in connection with the issuance of the bonds. So that would be the bond indenture, collateral assignment, and the completion guarantee that Adam circulated a couple of weeks back, as well as the form of the preliminary limited offering memorandum, continuing disclosure agreement, and bond purchase agreement that the Ryan and the QTAC team have previously circulated. So that's, you know, that's what we're authorizing here. And like I said, it just gives us the flexibility to approve the final terms without having to call another board meeting. Adam, do you happen to have those parameters? You could just run through real quick.
I do, and can everyone see my screen? Yeah, so those maximum parameters are here in section six, the maximum par amount, $15,325,000 to mature in not more than 31 years at a discount of not less than 95% of par, and an interest rate not to exceed 12%. So those are your maximum parameters with respect to the bond terms.
Any questions on the bond resolution?
Okay, great. Hey, thanks, Aaron and Adam. Appreciate that. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-06 for Copper Rim Infrastructure Financing District as so stated?
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
So the motion was made by Quinn Stevens. I think the second was made by Seth Robertson. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes. Aye. Second was made by Matt Scott.
Okay, thank you. Second was made by Matt Scott. I believe we have a motion that passed unanimously. Appreciate that. Let's move on to our second agenda item. This is consider approval of resolution 2025-07. We are going to tweak this resolution a bit from amending the actual designation resolution and assessment ordinance to making a finding that assessments are not allocable to certain rights away within the assessment area. Again, I'm going to turn the time over to Aaron Wade and Adam to explain this resolution to the district.
Thank you. Yeah, so when we adopted the designation resolution and the ordinance, we put in all of the, you know, all of the, I'm trying to remember the numbers, it's like six, seven, eight, you know, but we excluded phases four and five, I believe. You can correct me on the the exact naming there. Now there's a purchaser for those other phases, and they wanted to just acquire the whole plat, and that includes the roadways, including Copper Rim Road. So there was some discussion about just removing Copper Rim Road, or referred to in the resolution as the Spine Road, from the assessment area. After talking further and kind of explaining it to the purchaser, they realize they don't really need it, you know, to go through a formal process to kick it out of the assessment area. They just wanted, you know, assurance that they're not inheriting any assessments. So what the purpose of this resolution would be to make a finding that the assessments are just on, you know, the anticipated lots and not on this Spine Road right of way. You know, we've allocated on like on an ERU basis. So it's not like per square foot or per acre that would leave assessments attributable to the roadway. And then the other finding that's in there is that, you know, the appraisal wasn't dependent on the value of the land underlying the road, you know, anyways. And so that's what's in front of you. But just in case in the, you know, closing process, we find that, you know, their lender or a title company or somebody doesn't like the lien, if that's the case, we're also authorizing to record, you know, just a notice that would say this parcel, the Spine Road parcel, is being released from the lien. Or if they want it deleted from the assessment area, we could record what's called a notice of deletion that would remove it. So that's what's in front of you. Just give us some flexibility, have the findings in the way, but not require us to go through a big amendment process at this point in time. Any clarifications or questions? Did I get the description right on the plat 4 Copper Rim Road in there? Because we certainly can, you know, tweak any of that as needed.
That sounds right.
Okay. So yeah. So if everyone's comfortable with the motion that's in front of you, you know, you could move forward with a motion in a second.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. So
I will make a motion to approve resolution 2025-06.
Oh, this is actually 2025-07.
2025-07.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Oh, Matt, I got there first.
You got it. You can second it.
Okay. So we have the motion by Seth Robertson with a second by Quinn Stevens. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to our third action item. This is to consider approval of the statement of work and master services agreement between the district and Clifton, Larson, and Allen. I'm going to turn the time over to either Shelby or David to answer any questions the board may have on this statement of work for accounting services.
Yeah, board, I'm happy to kind of go over this or talk just kind of high level the scope that it entails. I know Seth is familiar with this form, so we defer to you all on what information you want to hear from us today or if there's any questions.
I don't have any questions. I'm
comfortable with the what you've prepared.
Okay. If there are no further questions from Quinn or Matt, we can entertain a motion approving the SOW and Master Service Agreement for CLA to act as district accountant and provide accounting services to the district and authorizing the district chair to sign it. You can simply make the motion as so stated.
I'll make the motion as so stated.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Great. Thanks, Matt. So we have a motion by Seth Robertson and a second by Matt Scott. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our fourth action item. It's consider approval of the engagement agreement for engineering and cost certification services between the district and the connection group. I don't believe we have Barrett or Chase from the connection group on the line, but it's my understanding you guys have been working with them already and getting the process set up for certifying costs as part of the initial reimbursement, which will happen concurrent with bond closing. And the board did receive in its packet their proposed engagement agreement. Are there any questions?
No questions.
Okay, seeing none, do we have a motion approving the proposal on engagement letter of the connection group to provide engineering services to the district and authorizing the district chair to sign?
I'll make the motion as so stated.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Quinn. Thanks, Matt. We have a motion by Matt, Scott, and a second by Quinn Stevens. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're now going to move to our final action item, which is to consider adoption of the tentative operating and capital budget for 2025. And we will also need to set a public hearing to take comment on this tentative budget. I'm going to turn the time over to David or Shelby from CLA to go over the budget, which the board did receive in its packet.
All right, thanks, Tom. So just starting off, we'll go to the Capital Projects Fund first. As mentioned by Aaron and Adam, the bond issuance proceeds we were looking at, it was $15,325,000. We've taken a conservative estimate of $40,000 of interest income. And for expenditures, we've budgeted originally approximately half of what the remaining amounts would be after the transfers out. So we put in $6 million and bond issuance costs just estimated at $660,000 based on the preliminary documents and rounded up slightly. So the transfers out $2.844 million, and that would give us an ending fund balance in the capital projects fund just under $6 million. Those transfers would go into the debt service fund here, transfers in, and conservative estimate also $20,000 of interest income. The transfers would be to fund the capitalized interest fund and the surplus fund. And then the initial bond payment was scheduled for December 1st and would be coming out of that capitalized interest fund. So that would leave an ending reserve of $2.64 million and ending fund balance of $2.66 million, or 67, excuse me, rounded. And for the general fund, we've included just a basic here for accounting, insurance, and legal for the remaining portion of the year, and that would be covered by developer advance of $23,500. With that, let me open it up to any questions you guys might have or concerns or would like to updates or anything within here.
Nothing for me.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, David, for the explanation. Do we have a motion approving the 2025 tentative budget for the district and setting a public hearing to take public comment on the budget?
I'll make a motion as so stated.
I'll second.
Thanks, Seth. Do we have a Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. So the motion is made by Seth Robertson with a second by Matt Scott. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Well, we have everybody on the line this morning. Do we want to pick a date for the public hearing and adoption of the final budget? We have a 7-day notice requirement that has to be posted 7 days in advance. So we can do one of two things. We can either try to pick a date right now, or we can send around some proposed dates via email.
Let's pick a date now.
Okay. So it would probably need to be the week of the 25th. So how about, looks like we have some availability from on August 26th from 9:30 to 11:30.
I have a 10. I have a 10 o'clock, but other than that, I'm depends on how long it's going to take.
We probably no more than, I would say, a half hour, and that would probably be the longest.
If we can do it in a half hour, 9:30 would be fine, or 11 would be fine.
9:30 is better for me.
I'm open at that time.
Okay. Then we will have the board meeting, next board meeting, at August 26th at 9:30. We'll get all that stuff set up. But let's just make sure that we meet the 7-day requirement. Okay. Okay, let's, does that work for you, Shelby or Duane?
Yeah, that works for me.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. So let's move to our administrative non-action items. I don't have anything on the agenda. I'm going to quickly open it up to the board to see if anything non-action items want to be discussed, but brought up by the board.
I don't have anything.
Nothing for me.
Okay, great. Well, then do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thanks. Motion made by Seth Robertson, second by Matt Scott. All in favor say aye or yes.
Motion made by Quinn, second by Seth Robertson.
Okay, sorry. Quinn, Seth, I was looking at your picture, so online. So anyway, thank you for the correction. Do we have a motion? All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. We stand adjourned. Appreciate everybody's time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We off?